USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans can start ordering free COVID-19 home test kits on Wednesday, January 19th. There will be a limit of 4 test kits per household. The test kits are expected to be shipped within 7 to 12 days of ordering. This, as President Biden did say, those test kits would be going out in early January. It looks like now it will be early February. The black nationalist accused of a domestic terrorist attack in Waukesha, Wisconsin, will go to trial. Daryl Brooks Jr. appearing in court Friday, where a judge found probable cause to send him to trial. Brooks is accused of driving his SUV through a parade just before Thanksgiving. Brooks facing over 75 charges, including 6 counts of first-degree intentional homicide. This is USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Prince Andrew is stripped of military titles and royal patronage.
Buckingham Palace is reporting Britain's Prince Andrew has returned his military affiliation to Queen Elizabeth II. This comes a day after the royal's lawyers failed to persuade a U.S. judge to dismiss a civil lawsuit that accuses him of sexual abuse and possibly tying him to the Jeffrey Epstein lifestyle.
I have no recollection of ever meeting this lady.
The Prince on the BBC in 2019. From the West Coast to USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
NFL playoffs set to begin on Saturday, and home field might not feel like much of an advantage for the Buffalo Bills in their wild card game Saturday night against the New England Patriots. Forecasters are calling for temperatures at 6 degrees above zero at kickoff. And with winds out of the northeast, it's likely to feel more like sub-zero. The last time these two teams played in Buffalo, they played in winds of 40 to 50 miles an hour. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
The Biden administration is facing a slew of setbacks this week. The Supreme Court striking down the administration's COVID-19 vaccine requirement on large private businesses. Meanwhile, it appears Democrat-backed voting rights and election reform legislation could be stalled, with key senators indicating they do not support changes to the Senate rules regarding the filibuster. This comes as pandemic concerns continue, with COVID-19 cases rising and the highly transmissible Omicron variant surging. Wisconsin Congressman Mike Gallagher on what he believes are some of the biggest concerns facing his constituents in Wisconsin.
Well, I do think the botched efforts on COVID are at the top of the list for many Wisconsin families. I mean, what did we see over the holidays, right? I mean, we saw vaccine testing lines that were reminiscent of gas lines in the Carter administration. Mm-hmm.
New Yorkers will mark the 13th anniversary of the miracle on the Hudson Saturday. It's when a U.S. Airways jet struck a flock of birds while taking off from LaGuardia Airport. The plane's captain, Sully Sullenberger, managed to land the plane with 155 people on board safely in the Hudson River. An aviation museum at the Charlotte Douglas International Airport is being renamed after Sullenberger. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.